While it may be small, the Black community in St. John's is filled with passionate entrepreneurs. Pearl Ash started her business, Pearl's Hair Boutique, in 2017.
A lot of people actually have a high demand for hair extensions here, and a lot of people have a high demand for wigs, and that's how I started sourcing for hair to make the wigs and, you know, hair extensions and sell them.
To reach as many customers as possible, Ash took her business online, gaining almost 20,000 Instagram followers. Customers love her handmade, high-quality wigs. But owning a business as a Black woman in St. John's can come with its challenges.
Being a Black woman here, you get criticized for basically everything. And I find like here in St. John's, Newfoundland, you wouldn't get a salon you could, as a Black woman, you could walk into and tell them, okay, I want to get my hair shampooed, washed, I want to get extensions in, braids. You can never find that here.
To help Black-owned businesses across Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recently announced a program that will provide aid to Black entrepreneurs. Ash believes this program is a step in the right direction. She hopes to open up her own shop in the future.
That program would help and boost the Black community here in Canada. And trust me, a lot of businesses will start opening up, and that will boost the revenue in Canada.
To cater to those with a sweet tooth, Tadiwa Ronald Rishambwa created his business, Ronald's Delicacy Treats, in 2019.
Back home, my mom used to bake. I baked with her, and when I came here, then I saw that there was kind of like a lack of baked goods to the public. Then I was like, okay, let me just try to continue with the baking. That's when I baked for my roommates, and my roommates liked the bakings. Then I was like, okay, let me just do it as a business.
Rishambwa also supports this program by Justin Trudeau. He hopes that it will be beneficial to Black business owners such as himself.
Later on, I would also want to like open a bakery shop, have my own place to do my bakings. So, I mean, I'll definitely use it.
To take his business to the next level, Rishambwa will start selling his treats at the St. John's Farmers Market starting in October.
I mean, I'm hoping for the best, but I'm also scared at the same time because that would be like a big crowd kind of thing.
For Kicker News, I'm Tandy O'Grady.